Fuquay Varina. No, it's not a breakfast cereal, nor is it a maker of dog food. It's just a town along the route from Wilson to Asheboro, North Carolina. When I got there in March 1977, it was clear to me that this was a mom-and-pop telephone company. The payphone was a Stromberg three-slot beige phone, and it had a quaint number card with the name of the town, Fuquay-Varina, and the exchange code 552 printed, and then the last four digits were put on with a stamper. This independent phone company did not resemble Carolina Telephone except in one respect, and that was the code for directory assistance, 7411. But even that didn't work the same, as we'll see later on. Well, it turns out that it probably was Carolina Telephone by the time I got there, and all I can figure is that they must have absorbed some other independent phone companies, and upon doing so, not changed the procedures, allowing each region to retain its character after having been incorporated into the one company. You'll notice that this office has the name of the town and the prefix announced on the intercept recording, which Carolina Telephone east of here never does. Now, this exchange is a Stromberg XY, which is a step, except that the Stromberg manufacturer makes selectors that are mechanically quite different from the ones made by Bell and Automatic Electric and others. It works like a step, and it sounds totally like a step. The only way I can tell that it's a Stromberg XY is that there's a certain metallic resonance to the sound of the selectors as they make the connections that I've come to realize is the XY signature, but it's pretty subtle, and it's not that different from some step selectors. So let's make some calls within the Fuquay-Varina 552 office, which will include dialing 1, which is a blocked level from this coin phone because there's no toll dialing of any kind here. Of course, home phones go to a CAMA system on 1. Another thing that some, but not most XYs have, is a busy signal like the one here in Fuquay-Varina, where the turning off and on of the tone is kind of unique, because instead of it being a continuous tone that cuts on and off sharply, like bap, it kind of fades in and out like, like that. Not many busy signals do that. Most XYs don't have that kind of a busy, but I've never seen that kind of a busy in any other kind of office. The surest indicator that you're dealing with Stromberg equipment is the supervision test, which you'll hear in this office and the Angier office. It's just a distinctive pattern of tones and flashes. Not only does the intercept recording here give the name and office code, but it trips the ring by a flash. This flash will cause anyone who is calling from an NX1 or a step served by an NX1 toll center to be charged for a long-distance call to Fuquay-Varina to a non-working number. Carolina Telephone, being a division of United, has a lot of NX1s and a lot of NX1 toll centers, and so this aspect of the Fuquay-Varina Arena office is really incompatible with Carolina Telephone's network. Just another strong suggestion that no United Telephone Company built this. This was probably built by someone else. The other local office here is Angier 639, also an XY. The trunks from here to there are N1 carrier, which isn't that easy to hear, but if you listen carefully. There it is. I didn't get the recording, but I did get a reorder and a supervision test. Another sound that you hear in XYs a lot is, which in most steps you don't hear at all, but in XYs you very often do. It's heard a few times here, but especially in the next recording, Sanford. This call through the operator features a lot of 2600 cycle and carrier type sounds.
Yes, can you tell me what number I call for repair service here?
One moment, please. Okay, sir, in Fuquay. Hold on just a moment. I'll have to get the number from my service assistant. I don't have it listed.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, sir, dial 552-5618.
552-5618, thank you.
Why don't I go ahead and connect you so you won't have to pay for it?
Okay.
I don't think that you should have to pay to get repair service to you.
Yes, I have a coin phone here which has a problem, although it's working fine.
All right.
The shielding on the cord is broken just below the receiver, and it's still in operation. It still works, but the shielding's broken. The wire's still okay.
Okay, I see what you mean. All right. Do you have the number there?
Mm-hmm. 552-9287.
This is on the cord to the phone, right?
Yeah, the cord, you know, it's a coin phone, cord to the receiver.
All right.
It has that metal shielding. The metal shielding is broken.
All right, we'll have someone stop by then.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Bye.
The sound you were hearing while the operator had me on hold was a common one for N2 carrier, though not all the systems did it. Now let's call directory assistance and dial 7411 to get it. You'll notice that while the code is like Carolina Telephone, the directory assistance ring is not.
Okay, thank you. Could you tell me what the number for time of day in Raleigh is?
The number is 833 2511.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
City ring. Not exactly a Carolina Telephone sort of thing, for the most part. So the dialing prefix 7 in this case looks like a standard Carolina Telephone arbitrary digit, but in fact it's a coincidence because Fuquay Varina is local to Raleigh, and all Raleigh telephone numbers begin with 7 and 8. So from here, when you dial 7 and when you dial 8, you go down to selectors in the good old downtown Raleigh step, which, unbeknownst to me at this point in 1977, I was going to be served by 2.5 years later. The 7 and 8 selectors in the Raleigh step act like a pair of tandems so that Fuquay Varina and some other tributaries can reach all of Raleigh through those selectors. Now, it just so happens that in this part of the state, Carolina Telephone does not provide its own operators. That's also probably a throwback to the days when this was just a mom-and-pop phone company. So for both 0, which is going to the Raleigh cord board, and for 411, they're relying on Bell. Hence the code 7 to get down to the Raleigh tandem, plus 411. Here's a call to a ringing number in the good old Raleigh step. The digit 8 goes down to Raleigh on N2 carrier, and then we'll be dialing the rest of the number right into the step selectors in Raleigh. You may notice that even though we are dialing into a step in Raleigh, you don't hear any selector noises. In fact, there's just a pause after each digit, and then there's a soft tick and the carrier noise comes back to full volume. This is a very common thing on N-carrier when you're dialing into it. There's a relay at the other end that probably makes sure the pulses are properly dealt with. And one of the byproducts of that is that you don't hear the selector noises. Now, earlier I stopped at a place called Clayton, which was a step. It also sent 7 and 8 to Raleigh, but that went out on T-carrier. Now, while I prefer N-carrier to T-carrier, there's an advantage to T-carrier, and that is that you tend to hear the step noises at the distant end, whereas on N-carrier, you usually don't. Another problem that is unique to this particular system between Fuquay and Raleigh is that this one is having a bad day, and there's some noise. So while the N-carrier systems are usually much nicer overall, even though they are noisier, this is too noisy, and that buzz definitely indicates a malfunction. Here's a call to the Raleigh Time, also right in the downtown step.
Savings paid almost $7.5 million in dividends in 1975. Open an account for yourself.
Time 3:20.
Yes, you did hear a burst of 2600 when it hung up. N2 carrier does use 2600 just like N3 and the long distance carriers.
Raleigh Savings now has 9 convenient locations in the greater Raleigh area to serve you.
Time 3:21.
In the Bell System parts of North Carolina, AIS was almost never used. This usually took the form of having Crossbar 5 offices and ESS offices go to a repeating recording unless the particular number was changed and needed to give a specific referral. But number one step is arranged so that it's very difficult to have more than one kind of intercept serving the same office. For that reason, the number one steps in North Carolina did tend to use AIS for all their non-working numbers.
Have reached 833-2199 is not in service. Please check the number and dial again. 833-2199 is not in service.
Operator 196, the number 833-2199 is not a working number in the 919 area.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So far, the only Raleigh calls we've made are to the number one step in the downtown building, but of course, the whole of Raleigh is available through that number one step. You dial a 7 or an 8, depending upon how the phone number begins. That puts you in Raleigh via N2 or N3 carrier. And by the way, the N3 carrier is working pretty well today, so it sounds great. And then as you dial the rest of the phone number, the number one step will cut you through to wherever you need to go, perhaps a crossbar 5, like this one, in the downtown building, giving us one of those recordings that they were using to take the traffic off of AIS.
Reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again.
sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again. We're sorry, you have reached a...
Much better. Here's another one that goes out the same way, that very nice N3 carrier. It goes to a pager system, which homes on one of the crossbar 5s in the downtown building. After I dial the last digit, you'll hear the line link pulsing arrangement being picked up, I think. Hold on a sec. Not quite. See, when the line link pulsing arrangement is picked up, there's a very distinctive bloop to clop type sound it makes, and thanks to this N carrier relay at the distant end that cuts the sound out after each digit, you only hear the tail end of that noise. So instead of bloop to clop, it just kind of goes clop. And after that noise, truncated as it is, there's a long pause where it's dialing out the last three or four digits, and then it soups and rings. As I said earlier, I am a big fan of N carrier because it can sound so crisp and clear without any digital fuzz. The tones are very pure, and in spite of the added noise, it's a really nice part of the network. In part two of Fuquay Arena, we're going to hear the good. The bad. And the ugly.
I'm sorry.
Of N2 and N3 carrier.
Are you going to talk with this noise on the line?
Good question. I'll also make a call through the good old Raleigh cordboard operator, who uses the RQS.
Rate, step 1, 2.
215 when the line answers.
And we'll get to hear the difference between two coin phones, one that is close to the central office, and the other that's so far away it's on some sort of a range extender. That's next.